All right, friends, neighbors, robots of the future, welcome live and in person to Bingo is Life.
Yay!
The podcast.
That's so right.
Scenic downtown Harrisonburg, the town so nice they named it thrice. We're at Ruby's Arcade, our sponsor, Clementine's Cafe.
Thanks, Ruby's.
Ruby's Arcade, Clementine's Cafe. all the same, really.
We got a full compliment in the house today, including in the silent Aaron and Dave chair.
We have the representative from the silent Dave Abbott Trust.
A flesh and blood Aaron.
Aaron Abbott.
Over here, Dan Easley, the one and only.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, right. There it is.
Both Addy Shell brothers.
That's right, both.
Back from their escapades all across the North American continent.
Beautiful times. Saw the whole thing.
Michael and Christopher, almost forgot your name, too. Holy smokes. Hey, we have a guest in the silent Dave, the other silent Dave, coming up here shortly.
Good.
What are we supposed to be talking about? I got my auditions coming up.
Yeah.
Monday for my play.
Wait a minute. Who are you again?
I'm Jay Zare. I just turned 66 years
old. Happy birthday!
Today. If you're listening in real time, please send me presents.
He's still alive.
I need like a walker and a bullet for my gun.
Hey, Jay. Yeah. This is your birthday song. It isn't very long.
So, if you're listening
in.
If you're listening in real time.
With a blooming onion on a tray.
Oh, my gosh.
Monday, 8 o'clock. Oh, 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Court Square Theater, Monday and Tuesday.
7.
After the eclipse. It says 6 on the poster.
It does?
Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to have to be there at 6.
Is that the day of the eclipse?
Yes.
Really? Okay,
yes. Nice. Yes, I was going to go up to Hill Cumorah in New York State and watch it from there.
Oh. But he's got these danged auditions for Rock
auditions.
And Roll Heaven.
Okay.
Hey, if you see the sun not being fully exposed during the day, it's time for you to get ready for auditions. That's what that means.
Yeah, nice.
Wow.
So Court Square Theater,
Celestial
auditions on the day of the eclipse for...
If There Is a Rock and Roll Heaven, written and directed by...
Some 60-year-old guy.
Some 66-year-old loser.
Wow. It's a farce.
It's a farce. It'll be funny.
That will be a good show.
Well, we had a really fun bingo night tonight. It was nice. We had a week off, so this was the crowd was fun.
Everybody was complaining to me about bingo being canceled last week.
Nice.
Good. That's what we want. We want complaints.
He said, please send all complaints to Jay Zare.
Jay Zare. He's turning 67,000 years old. 60-something.
66.
66.
He thrives on complaints, so just feed him some.
I hope this isn't the body I get resurrected with in heaven. I get to have, like, some young body, right?
You think you're getting resurrected? That's cute. That's cute.
I think it's going to be a Cocker Spaniel.
Hey, you got the
rickshaw
back.
I got
two things.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time.
Yeah,
I want to introduce Jeff Moon, everybody.
Yes.
This is exciting because for the last, what episode are we on now?
We are on episode 59.
59. So I'm going to say 40 of those 59 episodes, we have mentioned an event that has happened in
absolutely.
Your
life.
That is very true.
That's my guess. You have, over the last, well, we'll find out more about it in a minute, but he owns Restless Moons, and he makes some of the best beer in town. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jeff Moon.
Hey! Hello. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Will you turn him up a little bit?
I will.
Yeah, good. Yeah. So how many years ago did you take over the place?
So we just had our 6-year anniversary, which... 6.5 years, basically. That's a simple answer.
Yeah, yeah, perfect. And who, I don't know when it started, but all of a sudden it has steamrolled as the place for, I'm not going to say it's underground, but it's like...
Independent.
Independent music, art.
Artists, yeah.
I don't know, it's just, it feels like it has created something. Are you...
Did you do that? I really wish that I could claim credit for that, but I just feel like I'm kind of along for the ride. You know, I feel like we've got a good space and a good community, and people usually just reach out to us, and we're
you
always
say
happy
yes.
to facilitate. Yeah.
No, you say yes.
Yeah.
I think that's the piece.
Yeah.
That's the piece to the puzzle. Other pieces don't say yes. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, you like I at this point in the game. It is my, I love y'all. And I love that I can be like, hey, I've got a date. And you say yes. And it is like it is It's one of the nicest things as a musician, somebody who's played.
Chris is not, as a musician, used to people just telling him yes.
Yeah, I know. It's true.
After what happened last time.
Well, here's the thing. It's also like your space has, for me anyways, it's been successful. I mean, I've had like good shows there, like a good turnout. Like people love your outside.
Yeah, I mean, having that outdoor space, especially in downtown Harrisonburg, has been great for us. But yeah, I mean, like I said, it's the music community that we've built there. I wish I could claim credit for it, but like you said, usually people are coming to us, and we're always happy to host whoever is interested in using our space. So very lucky in that aspect.
Now, were you weren't? Did you start it from scratch, or
no,
did you buy in?
Yeah, I don't know if anyone remembers. Well, yep. I'm sure people do, but it used to be Wolf Street Brewing.
Yeah.
They opened in 2015, and then back in early 2017, they were looking to sell the business, and I was looking to get into the business. So very serendipitous that I happened to come across it, and I needed a life change, and I happened to
nice.
Take over it and move down here.
Yeah.
Where'd you come from?
Before this, I lived in Northern Virginia for about 6 or 7
years. Oh, it didn't suck your complete soul.
Right.
Almost.
Oh. It did. He escaped. Yes. He escaped.
It made him restless.
That's fantastic.
I have a fuzzy memory of there being a food court back there in the back at one point.
The original idea for Wolf Street is that they'd have the brewery, and in their back area, they'd have a food truck court where they'd have 5, maybe 6 food trucks that were constantly set up, but they ran those guys off pretty quickly, so that didn't last very long.
You do have the pizza place out front nowadays.
We do, yeah. Go ahead.
Are they doing well?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't come out every single day, but we try to partner with food trucks that want to come out on, you know, particular days of the week and set up whenever they can.
Yeah, their setup is pretty cool. It's a brick oven pizza on wheels.
Yeah, that's
just roll
neat.
It in, bake some amazing stuff.
Yeah, well, it's funny. So part of where y'all are at, and then I guess we'll call it the North End revitalization of downtown with Sagebird and what would you call? I guess all.
The mercantile thing.
And Magpie.
The
new Little Grill.
Yeah, and the new Little Grill. I mean, when you throw all that together, all of a sudden the north end of town is way hip.
It's very cool to see what's happening. Because for like the first 3 or 4 years we were there, it was us in the appliance hospital.
Totally.
It wasn't much. And then Brothers, way on the north end out of town. But now, like you said,
I've got no place to take my vacuum cleaner anymore. Yeah,
that
we
appliance
still get
hospital
people stopping by saying, like, where am I going to fix my vacuum? And I was like, I can try to help.
Before he left, he
Come
gave
on
me
in.
These belts.
Have a beer. We'll talk vacuums. Wait, so was this your first time in the brewery thing? From the get-go, or
besides like home brewing, and I did some volunteering at breweries up in Northern Virginia, but this was my first.
Where did you learn the craft? Then I guess just
lots
hanging
of
out people
online. Yeah.
You can. Oh, that's awesome.
You can teach yourself pretty much anything these days.
Yeah,
I love how adventurous you are with your brews. You
Thank
make
you.
Some really fun collaborations, some really fun mixtures. I'm very sad that I cannot drink anymore, but I appreciate your non-alcoholic options as well. But even just reading the menu now, I'm like, ooh, they put that together. Good job.
Yeah. And one of the things we asked another brewer was, and was one of my favorite questions, was, did you ever brew anything that you regretted making that one?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've definitely had some things that came across that were suggestions where I was like, yeah, we pushed that one a little bit too far. Like, maybe we should have like dialed it back a little bit
or put
a little bit more thought into it. But
yeah, that cotton candy hot pepper thing. I don't know what that's about.
Did you learn it before you bought the business, or did you come in and pick it up as you on the fly?
Oh, no. I mean, I started homebrewing back in 2013. So, you know, 4 years before I jumped into actually doing it as a business, and then did a lot of research in my spare time on how to actually brew and not make swill.
So I mean, is it tricky? Do you have to? I mean, can you run out, right? You can not brew enough for a weekend or something.
Sure. I mean, I've got a pretty large system, so if I ran out, it would be because of gross negligence.
Have you been to a place where they ran out, Jay?
No. I
live in a place that regularly runs out.
It's called my fridge, and I meet there every afternoon.
You take turns with the show. Help me out. The one down there by the across from the DNR. I should know.
Hellfire?
Yeah.
The big show they have every over in the summer, the concert events.
The Levitt series?
Yeah,
the Levitt series, yeah. Right. You go to that, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And so then somebody I was talking to was saying that maybe it was a smaller brewer that was having, you know, had to manage things differently to make sure they had enough to cover.
Yeah, I mean, last year was the first year for Levitt, and it was everyone's first time. We rotate it around the breweries because there's 10. There's six breweries in town, but one chose not to participate. So we each get two. It was everyone's first time doing things, and it was definitely a learning experience for everyone. So
it was good.
Yeah, I thought it was good for everybody.
I came the night that you guys were there. It was fantastic.
Thank you. Yeah, very hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it was really good. There's something happening.
It's cool, right?
Something happening, and I think if you are in this town, you know it. I'm convinced of it because there is a. I play music with my son who is not old enough to drink, but him and his friends were more than welcome to come and hang out there, and it didn't feel weird. It felt fine. It was fine to have a family there, you know, in your back space.
I've seen kids, a lot of kids there.
Yeah, we get kids all the time. People like to, because we have that outdoor space, people just bring their families. I bring my family pretty frequently, and then it's a pretty safe place to let your kids run around. You can keep an eye on them.
You got some pinball games there they can play.
Yeah,
You have kids?
I do.
How many you have?
Just two right now.
Wow, that's the perfect number.
Just two right now. Yeah. Wow, you got the plans.
We'll see. We don't know exactly what's happening.
Tell me about when you have these events where there's like it's a whole weekend with a lot of different bands. You know what I'm talking about?
Are you talking about like Mac Rock? Or are you thinking?
No,
like,
there's been events before. With, it seems like they're local bands, and it's not Mac Rock. It's like a whole weekend of event.
Your anniversary weekend.
Yeah, we've done
did you put that together?
Like our anniversary weekend? Yeah. It used to be just me booking everything. I'm lucky. I now have a manager that helps me with all that stuff just because booking and staying on top of scheduling, not my forte. We've had like the anniversary weekend where we make sure that we have music all weekend. We have a music festival in October called Logarithm.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
Those days, like Friday at open through Sunday when we close, we have live music going the whole time. We've been doing for about 2 years now.
Was that your idea?
Yes.
That's fantastic. Yeah, that's really a great event.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of work to put on, you know, these events, and getting everyone booked and coordinated is, again, not my strong suit, so I'm glad to have some help at this point.
You have a really fun, amazing Harrisonburg event coming up this weekend. You are part of Mac Rock.
We are.
You're one of the venues. How's that going? Tell us. Cool. Give us some inside scoop on Mac Rock.
I wish I had much insight. Usually every year Mac Rock reaches out and says, would you like to participate? We say yes, and then it goes back into a black box, and then eventually they come back to us and say, this is what you're doing, and we say, okay. So
you don't have to pay for anything.
It's awesome.
They pay for the bands, and they have someone that stands there to make sure that everyone has wristbands.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, we basically are just in charge of selling beer and providing them with a space to let music happen. Yeah. So it's very, very easy for us. And
that'll happen outside, too. Is it? Do you know?
Yes. Yeah. As long as weather permits, that they're happy to have it outside.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you know what? Because sometimes they divide it up, the venues, by genre. Do you know what genre you are hosting?
Friday evening we'll be hosting grunge.
And then,
and then Saturday evening we'll be hosting hip-hop.
Nice.
Yeah.
Grunge is so old, it's like bluegrass now.
Yeah, right.
That's Tuesdays. Well, old-timey. Sorry.
Who are some of your favorite groups? Can you pull any of it out of a hat?
Like local acts?
Yeah, that you've had down there. Anybody that jumps to mind?
I always like to book Dr. Howe.
I've heard of that band.
Well, okay. Yeah.
Wow.
You have Jaguardini there frequently.
Yeah, pretty frequently. I love Ivan. He's great.
You've got him coming up on the 11th with a Death by Bellows show.
Nice.
Yep. He's got a lot of different acts. They're all great.
They really are.
Blake Kramer and Bill Howard are two artists that also have multiple projects that we like to host pretty frequently.
The Mothman Rodeo.
I know.
Yeah.
But there's another rodeo in town, too.
The amateur rodeo.
Yeah. They're great,
They were great. They had
is good. She could be a star someday, and you'll get to be able to say that she started out at the Restless Moons.
Yeah. And other acts that I'd come to mind, I guess I like Blue Lagoon. They're a nice, funky local group, and Paracosm. I think
it's great. In my world, so I used to own a little grill years ago, and we would have music, and it was already it was a thing. Oh, to have music at the grill, so it was easy to kind of carry that on. But the space was so small, and it was always so hard to do it right. And I feel like the inside of your space, if when you do a show inside, it actually feels a little grillish. It's because it's tight. It's tight, you know. Except you have that nice balcony area up there.
Where
That's pretty hip.
But there's something about it that reminds me of old Little Grill shows.
I've always heard about when the Little Grill would put on like regular music acts, and I've been there, and I've always wondered like how did it work out here?
It was every bit of insane.
All the tables out, and everybody was in the kitchen, and
It was every bit of insane, and it was perfect.
Yeah,
I mean, you couldn't do it anymore because the fire marshal.
Right.
I mean, that's the
they're sticklers.
That's what shut it down essentially.
I think the first thing I came to your place for was stand-up comedy, though, years ago.
Could be. Yeah, we used to book a monthly comedy show.
And you also had let the improv acts, Brittany Mongold over here.
On weekends when we're homeless, we're like, hey, can we come over there? And you're like, 6 o'clock. You get the 6 o'clock shot. We're like, that's fine. We'll take it. Thank you.
And the play, the radio play.
Yes.
That was awesome, too. Because it was like in the evening and everybody was outside and it just
Help My Baby's
was,
a Rat.
Yes. Help
yeah,
that was cool.
I was glad that we could host that because they had reached out to us about sponsoring their show at Court Square Theater.
Yeah.
And so when I got back to him about that, I'd said, this sounds really fun. Would you be willing to do it at our place just for, you know, kids?
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, we'd love to. So
That's good.
It was cool to experience that at both locations because both locations afforded a different vibe.
I'm sure,
With your location, there was this out under the stars kind of feeling.
It was cool.
Like you could just lay on the ground and listen, and it was relaxing and beautiful. So, whereas at the theater, it was like really focused, and it's like, okay, we're all watching, we're listening. but it was cool.
I'll throw out another one that I just was so thankful. Our friend Bruce Johnson at his house burned down. We threw together needed a place to have a fundraiser. And you said yes. And it was a great night. I mean, the people they loved your space. Was perfect for it. And, you know, I looked at lots of spaces. I asked lots of people. You said yes. I'm gonna just come back to that line. That means something to this community. It does. So
it empowers the community.
You know, I mean, I feel like the Little Grill said yes.
Yeah.
That was its role. And to have music, to do things in the evening for people who did not have a space. And it wasn't always winners. I think that's the other thing, too. It's like, you're not always...
Part of taking chances.
You got some dud nights. You're like, oh. But sometimes it works out, you know, and you plant seeds.
Yeah.
Turn into something bigger and better. So, I got nothing but respect for that. I really do.
I appreciate it. I mean, it's like you said, I'm willing to give anything a chance just because.
Super cool.
Why not?
And yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out what I'm doing.
What were you doing in Northern Virginia before you came down here?
Oh, I was an employee with the federal government. I was an economist.
F government.
Did you say economist?
I was an economist.
Oh. Could you help me tell me when to sell
he
my
He will
Bitcoin?
Not do your taxes, Jay.
They're due very soon.
What do you think? Do you think like Harrisonburg is really, you've been here 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Seems like it's really, there's all of a sudden like a lot of really interesting people here from like bigger cities who are doing, like it's grown all of a sudden. Like a lot of new folks. Are you sensing that?
Well, it's tough for me to say because I've only been here for 6 years, so I don't have a lot of background to compare. But I think JMU is clearly growing and it's drawing in more people. And then on top of that, with the pandemic and everything what happened, I think that there are more people that are taking advantage of teleworking. And
yes.
So most rural communities are seeing an influx of people from the city that are like, well,
I'd like to have a lower cost of living. I can do my job from wherever.
You have knowledge of that? You've read about that or seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Happening?
I mean, there's definitely some trends of people moving away from these bigger centers like D.C., New York. There's an outflow of people. I mean, my wife has been very lucky. She's teleworked since we moved here, and she's kept her job from up in Northern Virginia.
That's what I think is going on, too, because we're very conveniently located, like 5 hours from New York or D.C. And,
oh, yeah.
And it's a college town with a lot of check marks if you're looking for a good place.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's one of the reasons I love being here is that it's got a very nice rural feel. And as soon as you get, like, 2 minutes outside the city, you can stop in downtown Harrisonburg, and there's a lot of amenities and nice things that you can check out here. There's a great vibe. And then if you really want to go and experience a big city, we're, like, 2 hours from D.C., we're 2 hours from Richmond, we're 1 hour from Charlottesville. Like, we're very well located for whatever you're interested
in. It's true. It's almost like this city is awesome.
It's pretty great.
Sounds so nice. They had to name it.
Okay, I got one more brewery question. Do you ever get together with the other brewers that are in this area and y'all like have some meeting where you all get together and go, let's talk?
So there is the Shenandoah Beer Works, and they try to organize like a quarterly meeting for which everyone that's on the trail. Now, in terms of like,
I'm thinking you meet in like Grand Cavern somewhere, and you know, it's a very secret.
The Brewery Illuminati.
Right.
Yes. No, nothing quite like that.
The Sheets Beer Cave.
nothing so regimented and organized as that. I mean, I talk to most of the brewers pretty regularly.
Do you feel like it's a brewery, a brewing community here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, that's cool. It's not like a bunch of sharks like you're brewing this.
No, we're all on good terms with each other most days. So. Yeah.
Well, it's funny because you don't, I mean, I've seen some of your beers bottled. Mm. Mm-hmm. Is that true?
Yeah.
But it used to not be.
No, I mean, so we used to only do like in-house and growler fills. Yeah. But then with the pandemic, when we couldn't do in-house, we needed to pivot to something. Yeah. So we started canning in 2020.
Where do you can it?
It's a labor of love. We got a single can seamer that whenever we need to do a run of cans, we put it up on the bar. And we fill one can
you
at
do
a time.
It there.
Seam it.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
It's awful. It's awful.
No. Yeah. People, buy that beer.
Yeah, right.
Buy that beer. That's a labor of love.
So, that machine, is it like a. You're cranking this thing?
Kind of. So, the way that it works is like you've got the top of the can that actually has like the thing that you pop off, and you've got the rest of it, which is a sleeve. So, what you do is you fill up that bottom sleeve. You pop on that lid and you raise it up, and it's got these rollers that you do one seam and the other. I don't know exactly what the two different seams are doing, but it's.
I'm imagining Richard and Nicole dressed up like Laverne and Shirley during the during the opening credits of Laverne and Shirley bottling beer.
Yeah. Except no one's happy.
No one's happy.
Because it's Richard and Nicole.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious in my mind. And
it's something.
Well, I mean, I know that brothers, they have the whole scene there.
Yep.
They are absolutely pumping it out, you know. It's just every brewery is so different. Palefire feels like it's got the different breweries have a different vibe.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I mean, how is that? I don't know.
Well, I will throw out there, all of them are nice and great places, but your place very accommodating to the community.
Yeah.
Very well, specifically the music community. It's just I hope you know that people really appreciate that.
Well, we love being a part of it. So
it's cool.
Yeah. Well, it's also I think that it feels. Like you're playing in the basement a little bit at your place.
Oh yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
like,
I understand.
Like you've got a couple outlets. And you're like, oh man, where are we gonna get enough power for this show? You know what I mean?
And that stresses me out sometimes.
I imagine it would.
Yeah.
But it's just.
Well, and that's any show that Doug Pitts is a part of.
Yes,
too.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, there is something.
Which is half of the Harrisonburg music.
That's
scene,
right. Yeah, he's the other half.
And Brian Lusk is the other half.
No, that's right. I don't know. There's something cool about that. I don't know.
But I forgot to say, Brian Liskey and I. Rock
you did
Lotto.
The show.
We did
yes.
the Rock Lotto show.
How did it go?
It went fantastic.
Is it recorded anywhere? Can we
Probably
hear it?
Probably not, no. It exists only in my mind.
And it was a good time?
Was there a big turnout?
No.
Well, I mean, it was okay.
Yeah.
It was not fantastic.
Really?
I mean, it was, you know.
I heard it was multi-generational.
Multi-generational.
Does that mean there were a lot of old people there?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's fine. Did they have to break it up into two nights?
No.
No, it was just one night. Just
well, you know, you are officially old people.
I know I am officially an old people. I'm a year into that already.
So Restless Moons does have a big event coming up at the end of April. Is that when the Beer Fest is?
Yes, April 27th. Yeah,
April 27th. Beer Fest, and that's going to be with Restless Moons and Sagebird kind of coming together to take, I mean, I guess we're not doing...
Powers United.
Yeah.
Is this an outdoor event? Or,
I mean, yep. Like, well, we certainly hope so. Yeah. If it rains, it's going to be kind of tricky, but...
Where's it going to be?
It's going to be at our place at 120 West Wolf Street.
And then Sagebird will be there as well?
Yeah. We're going to have ourselves, obviously, and then... 18 other producers have agreed to come out.
Wow.
Yeah.
So holy.
Are you going to get like a little model train and run it through the woods between you and Sagebird to like get refills of cider?
Please get a model train.
I think it could happen.
Sagebird will be on site. They should have their own tent. We're still working on exactly where everyone's going to be, but we'll have everything on our actual property, and then the field behind our property, we're also utilizing that as well. So okay, close that. To Sagebird. You can see Sagebird from there. But
at amusement parks, they have those buckets you get into and then you ride across a wire.
I like the sky. Yeah,
Road. Can we do that?
Yes, it's time.
Between
the
those
ski
two?
Lift.
Yes. are we done?
Yeah, we're good. We've done it. We've reached our time.
Plugs.
We got to plug away.
Yeah, plug away.
Friday, improv, April 5th, 7:30, Court Square Theater. Saturday, April 6th, Court Square Theater. Third annual Spring Bonnet Drag Show.
What?
Yeah.
Also this weekend, Mac Rock at the Restless Moons, and Monday, April 8th, and Tuesday, April 9th, you'll see an eclipse. That's your cue to get your audition ready for If There's a Rock and Roll Heaven.
Yay.
Why is the moon blotting the sun? Oh, that's because there's a play I need to audition for. That's
right. It's Rock and Roll Heaven calling to you to go audition.
Oh. Yes.
Well, that's your cue from God.
Grayson needs to go.
Grayson, hi.
Grayson,
you should go audition.
Yes.
Then we can hang out at the theater.
I'm going to throw out another plug. There's a Blacks Run cleanup day happening.
Earth Day weekend.
April 13th.
Sounds
and weird. You should go do that. I did it last year, and it feels so good.
You might find a treasure.
Yeah, you
or
might
a body.
It doesn't cost. I mean, just show up. You just show up. They give you a bag. They give you gloves.
You get a free bag?
Oh, you know what else they give you? Pizza.
What?
Yeah, free pizza.
Do you have to find the pizza in the run?
Hold on, are you ready for this? And this is where it gets.
Where does it get
a Sagebird.
Yeah.
And they give you 50% off.
And what's happening there?
Dr. House.
Oh! Oh!
No. do we hear the dulcet tones of...
Yes, they're forever in the background.
That song, song. And once...
What? Thank you.
Yeah, I would just say, Jeff,
thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And hopefully we haven't been too onerous in our interview process.
We're still honing our skills on the interview.
We've only been doing this 75 times. Jeff Moon from Restless Moons.
Yep.
And this is Jay Zare signing off. the first day of his...
The rest 66, of your life.
66 weird life. See, every week, 7:30, 8:30 to 8:30, Bingo is Life, the game show, live and in person at Ruby's Arcade. And you can listen to us on the internets anytime you want to. See you next week, kids.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bingo is Life, a post-Bingo Harrisonburg podcast, is brought to you by the Brothers Howdy Show and our friends at Ruby's Arcade in downtown Harrisonburg, Virginia. If you've enjoyed the show and feel it's worth spreading a little joy in this world, please tell just one person that you like this podcast. Word of mouth, more than any other form of promotion, is how creative works get noticed and sustain themselves. Thank you, Andrew Hickey, for that bit of wisdom, and thank you, listeners, for being part of the fun.